Well, happy anniversary, everybody. If you don't know, today's our 7th anniversary here. And honestly, what a blessing it is to be here and to be here with each and every single one of you. And what a blessing it is to be a part of this particular community with all of you as the particular people that you are. What a blessing it is also to get to be of service to you. It is such a blessing to me. And I don't know if you know this, but, you know, we have musicians like Harold that go to lots of different churches. Most of our musicians travel around. And the feedback that I get from those musicians is what a wonderful place this is. What a really special community this is, and how loving everyone is here, and how we really have something special going on here that's different than everywhere else. And so today, on the seventh anniversary, I celebrate that with all of you, how special and how wonderful this community is. So happy anniversary to all of us. And so this week I actually saw a movie that I really, really loved. And I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's called About Time. And it was about this guy, Tim, who's like in his 20s, and he has the ability to travel through time. And so what happens, one of the things that happens is in the movie is he has a sister who has gotten in a fight with her boyfriend. And because she's gotten in a fight, she has drank too much. And apparently this relationship is rife with fighting. And because it's rife with fighting, his sister has been drinking on a regular basis too much. And on this particular day in the movie, she's coming over to his house for a birthday party, and she gets in an accident because she has been drinking and ends up in the hospital. And so he and his wife go to see her in the hospital, and he is so distraught by her injuries that he decides to go back in time and undo the cause of this. So he actually goes back in time and introduces her to a different guy, not the boyfriend that she has. But what happens is then he goes back into regular time and realizes because he went back and changed that, some other things in the world and in his life have changed as a result, and he doesn't like those changes. So he ends up going back and redoing it and letting her live her life and do what she does. And what he comes to realize is she had choices that she needed to make and things that she needed to learn and decisions and discoveries, and she ends up creating and living the same happy life that he had created for her by going back and changing things. He introduces her to somebody else, which is one of his friends, and she ends up being with his friend at the end of the movie and having children and being really happy. So he discovers that he didn't have to go back and change those things for her, that those things actually enabled her to become who she was. Does that sound familiar? Does it sound like a theme, something that I tell all of you all the time, that every single thing that happens in your life is here to serve you and to help you discover something greater about yourself and something greater about life, and to give way to your own greater yet to be, that everything supports that? That's what he discovered in that movie. And so what happens by the end of the movie is he quits going back and changing things. But instead of going back and changing things, what he does is he starts living every day twice. And so the first time he goes through the day, like we all do, in a rush and hurrying and stressed out and nervous and all the stuff. And the second time, he lives the same exact day, but that time he does it with no anxiety and with no frustration and with no worry and with no hurrying, and really is in the joy of the moment and really enjoys life, where he isn't really enjoying it the first time. And things happen, like the first day he's rushing when he gets his coffee and stuff at the little coffee place, and the second day he goes back and he's present with the girl who's making his coffee, and how wonderful their interaction is, and how he sees her and notices her, and how fulfilling that is to her. And he works as a barrister, because it happens in England, which is like a lawyer, and they wear those wigs when they go to court and stuff. And he, in the first day, is so stressed out by one of the clients who is a jerk, basically. And the second day, he goes back and lives that same day. But this time, he's actually able to laugh at the guy. And he kind of goes behind him and is making faces at him while the guy's talking and they're laughing. And it's lighthearted. So I ask, how is he able to do that? How is he able to go back the second day and do it without stress and strain and worry and anxiety and rushing? Because he knows it's all going to work out. And so my question to you is, what would it take for you to live your life, every day of your life, without stress, without strain, without worry and fear and anxiety and rushing, to be in the joy of the moment and to enjoy the moment that you're in? What would it take for you to be fully present in the moment like that? Would it take trusting that you have everything that you need? Would it take being confident that everything's going to work out? Would it be knowing that there is a love intelligence in this universe that is for you and on your side and able to orchestrate things so that everything serves you? Would it take knowing that there is only one presence and one power, and that that is a power for good in your life, active? Would it take knowing that everything is for your thriving and for your flourishing? Would it require you letting go of the past and of regrets and of concerns about what happened in the past, and instead to know that every single day you're starting with a clean slate, a brand new, fresh start? Do me a favor. Would you point to the past? Show me where the past is. Do you see it? Turn around. When you look behind you, do you see the past? Is it there? Can you point to yesterday or last year? The past is over. It's dead and gone and over. And guess what? Every single moment is filled with infinite possibilities. Every single moment is filled with infinite potential. And you get to choose. And then choose again, and then choose again, and if you don't like it, you get to choose again, forever. You don't have to go back and redo the past and change what happened. You get to choose anew right now, because every day you start with a fresh start. Actually, every moment you start with a fresh start, and you always get to choose. This moment is pregnant with possibilities. And so I know that every single one of us, we want to create that life of our choosing, just like the song that Harold sang. We want to choose. We want to have that sense of freedom. We are free to create and to move forward and to do and to be and to have whatever it is that we want to do and be and have. We want to have wonderful relationships. And we want to have friends and people that we love and that love us in return. And we want to have good health. And we want to have financial abundance. And we want to do work that feels fulfilling to us. And we want to have a home that's nurturing and that feels good to be in. There's all sorts of things that we all want to have. And we have the power to create every single one of those things now. I think one of the problems is sometimes we think that we are stuck because of choices that we've made in the past. We say things like, I chose to go to nursing school, so I guess I'm just going to have to be a nurse forever. Or I chose to go to computer school or whatever it is that you did back there. I chose this, so I'm going to have to do that forever. Or we hold on to regrets for the choices that we made in the past. And we say things like, why did I quit that job in order to have kids? If I'd only stayed in the job market, then my skills would be up to date and I could get a new job now. Or we say things like, why did I get married so young and not explore this world and not travel and not do those things? Or we say, why didn't I go back to school when I was 30? Or why didn't I go back to school when I was 40 or 50 or whatever it is, the story that we're telling ourselves? Or why did I work so hard my whole life and not develop friendships and relationships or not develop and spend time with my kids? All those things. But you know what? The past does not determine the future. And the past does not determine the present moment. The choices that you make right now determine the future. The choices you make in this moment are the things that create what you step into next. And so I read a story that I'd like to share with you this week. It says, today, my dad is the best dad I could ask for. He's a loving husband to my mom. He's always making her laugh. He's been to every one of my soccer games since I was 5, and now I'm 17. And he provides for our family as a construction foreman. This morning, I was searching through my dad's toolbox for a pair of pliers, and I found a dirty folded up piece of paper at the bottom of his toolbox. It was an old journal entry in my dad's handwriting, dated exactly 1 month before the day I was born. I'm 18 years old, is what it said on the note. I'm 18 years old, an alcoholic who is failing out of college, a past cutter, a child abuse victim, and a criminal record of auto theft. And next month, quote, teen father will be added to this list. But I swear, I will make things right for my little girl. I will be the dad I never had. And she says, I don't know how he did it, but he did. We are never limited by our past choices and by our past actions and what we've done. We are always free to choose and to choose again. And life supports us in that choosing and supports us in living our best life and supports us in thriving and being our best. So the past doesn't determine the future or this moment. Our choices do, and our choices that we make are absolutely based in our beliefs and our attitudes and our perceptions about what is possible, about what we can do, about how we're supported or not supported. And so it behooves us to look at then what it is that we're believing. It behooves us to look at the stories that we're telling ourselves and what we're saying to ourselves. Are you telling yourself that things have been a certain way in the past and therefore that's how they will always be? Are you telling yourself things like, that one time I tried public speaking and it was so terrible, the audience laughed at me because I lost my place or I dropped my papers or I stumbled up the stage or whatever, and it was so embarrassing, I'm never going to do public speaking again. Or do you tell yourself that one time I invested that money and I made a bad investment, so I'm just no good at investing and I'm going to put my money in the bank and earn 0.1% on my money in the bank? Do you say, I failed at whatever, fill in the blank, and therefore I just am no good at this? And let that past determine who you are in the future and what you do? Do you tell yourself, the opportunities have passed? There's no more opportunities. My choices are over. I have a question for you. Have you ever seen a 5-year-old pessimist? Have you ever seen a 5-year-old fall down on their bikes and say, oh my gosh, and I skinned my knee, I'm never getting on a bike again? No, a 5-year-old falls off their bike and skins their knee and they cry and then they wipe their tears off and then they get back on the bike and they try it again. They live in possibility. They know those possibilities are boundless and endless. That's the paradigm they live from. That's their focal point, and that's their focus, and that's the lens through which they look at life. And if you didn't have that belief, you would never walk, or you would never have learned to ride a bike, or you would never be in a relationship, because God knows you had your heart broken at some point in time. So are you telling yourself that the past is going to determine the future? You can't do this because it didn't work back then? Or are you telling yourself that you live in a universe that has no confines and no limits? Ernest Holmes says, I live in an eternal now which is filled with good alone. Will you say that? I live in an eternal now which is filled with good alone. And one more time. I live in an eternal now which is filled with good alone. That is the truth. Do you tell yourself that life is for me? That life is for my flourishing, and that all I need is supplied to me in the moment that I need it? Do you tell yourself that the universe is on your side? Do you use the affirmations to remind yourself of the truth that you forget when you start telling yourself those stories that life is going to repeat itself again? Ernest Holmes says, knowledge of the truth makes us free by aligning us with that which has never been bound. When we tell ourselves the truth, we line ourselves up so that that good can flow into our lives unobstructed. We become the clear channel. We become the conduit for the good of the universe to download itself in our lives. When we get out of our own way, when we tell ourselves, I'm supported by this infinite universe, I have all I need in the moment that I need it, whatever the affirmation is that you need to remind yourself of and tell yourself. And so I have a question for you. Is there something you are carrying from the past that you need to let go of? Some erroneous belief that you picked up? Some old regret that you're pulling behind you like this heavy, wet blanket everywhere you go? Some resentment or some grudge? Is there something you need to just let go of and let it disappear into the past that isn't really alive anymore? Because the past has no power. But what does have power is the story you're telling yourself. And so change the story so that it supports you. And so my invitation to you this week is to let go of that which doesn't serve you. Let go of that which keeps you small. Let go of that which keeps you stuck. Let go of ideas that say the past and whatever choices I've made and the decisions that I've made and what I've done and who I've been determines who I am now or in the next moment. Realize that there's no power in that past, only power in the story. And you can change the story so that it supports you. And as all that takes is realizing you aren't the same person and that you've learned something from it. You've gained something from it. You're different now, so really it no longer applies. Remember that you live in this infinite field of potential. Infinite field of potential. And that life is for your thriving. Then you'll be living in freedom that Harold sang about. The freedom of living beyond limits. You know, the title Living Beyond Limits is really about living beyond the self-imposed limits that we give ourselves, because there really are no limits. Then you'll be living beyond your own, no longer there, limits. Living the most fulfilling life and living the life that your soul came here to express. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of self-discovery, of discovering the magnificence that you are, and of living your greatest life and unfolding your greatest self in this life of freedom. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we take our attention from this material realm and instead we turn it to this invisible but ever-present field of infinite potential, recognizing that this field is none other than the presence of that infinite one, that thing by whatever name we call it, God, spirit, mind, intelligence, universe, the infinite, the divine, whatever, that is this presence of infinite potential and of boundless good and of endless possibilities. We live in this field, and this presence is the very essence of our life. This presence, the very essence of our spirit. This presence is the only presence and the only power and the only reality, ultimate reality in this universe. And so today we step beyond any false and self-imposed limitations. We step out of the past knowing that it has served our growth and it has served our unfolding and it has served our self-discovery. And we step into the fullness of this new now moment that is pregnant with possibility. We step into this moment fully aware of spirit that supports us and nurtures us and sustains us and maintains our very lives. Knowing that as we turn to it, it turns to us, for it has always been right where we are. Knock and the door shall be opened. And we find that we have been knocking from the inside, that presence has always been right where we are. And so today we say yes to this expanded life and yes to this life of freedom, to this creative agency of the universe, and we allow it to unfold as our most magnificent life and as the fulfillment of our heartfelt dreams. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude that I am so grateful for this opportunity, for this truth. And so we step out, and I say, thank you, God, and so it is.